Star FM with Chris and Brady for breakfast.
But this morning we're doing this. It's a little thing that we call household crimes. It, you know, those things around the house that you're not doing, probably should be.
That's it, and you're guilty of Chris.
Sorry, just had to get that bit in, yeah.
You're not a big fan of using clothes baskets around the house.
Not that I'm not a fan of it. It's just the current one's, like, in the laundry, and it's all the other way at the other end of the house.
Like, six steps away from your bedroom.
No.
Well, if you do, like, long jump, you could get there in six steps. If you're in a hurry, you could get there in six steps.
So when I take my clothes to the bathroom...
Just a hop, skip and a jump and you'll get there in no time.
And my fiancé's standing there going, why are you long jumping in the nude with all of your, your clothes under your arm?
You know what? Okay, yeah, that's a vision no one wants to see, actually.
Yes, thank you very much for that. Household crimes this morning, 13, 12, 16. Are you guilty of something? Brittany, who do you want to dob in this morning?
My little brother.
Ooh, okay, why?
Because he's literally too lazy when he gets asked to take the rubbish out at night time because he's scared of the dark still, but he's like 14.
Oh, well, that's not, you know, we shouldn't laugh, obviously, but so what does he do? He just leaves it there until the morning.
No, he puts it under his bed, and then my mum finds it when she cleans his room.
Because he's afraid to go outside, and he puts the rubbish actually under his bed.
So what, is there like multiple bags of rubbish under there?
Well, when my mum cleaned underneath his bed, she found at least six of them that she thought went out for the bin.
Oh, wow. And so he's seriously just sitting on a rubbish tip at the moment.
Yeah.
Did you notice the smell in his room, or did it just smell like his room normally?
No, Mum noticed the smell, so that's why she sort of went in and looked everywhere for it and then started cleaning his room, and she wasn't impressed when she found it all.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. All right, we'll put him into the household crimes basket.
Guilty.
Oh, my goodness, definitely guilty.
Putting rubbish bags on your bed. Mm. Ew. Although it might improve the smell in my room, though.
Honey, I don't remember us having so many rats. Or feral cats.
And Oscar the Grouch is living on their bed. I guess that's one of the benefits of having it.
Got Luke joining us. Luke, what are you guilty of in the household?
Yeah, I have this tendency to, hopefully when nobody's around, to walk around the house with the mummy dad and daddy button hanging out.
You get the nudie run.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And it's how many in your household?
There's about four.
Okay. And does this ever cause an issue?
Not yet.
No, okay, so you just haven't been sprung.
No, the housemates, the flatmates haven't caught me yet.
All right, well, time is slowly against you. It will happen at some point.
Yeah, and it's always that awkward running when you run into one of your flatmates and they're walking around the house in the nude, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you've got to ask, what are you doing? And they're just like, I'm just nude long jumping to the laundry, taking my clothes in there. That's all I'm doing.
Look, it could take up, Chris. It's a great way to, you know, get from one side of your house to the other and lose weight too.
Mm-hmm. Bad if you got, like, the wooden floorboards, because splinters could be a huge issue.
At all.
There's a piercing I didn't want today. we're taking a look this morning at costumes so we can get dressed up this weekend for the Chris and Brownie birthday bash.
That's right. Happening this Sunday at Club Newstead. It is a fancy dress theme. There will be a prize as well for the best dress competition. We encourage everyone coming along to dress up. But this is where we hit a bit of a snag, Chris.
Yeah, we've got no ideas for what we can wear.
Nothing at all.
What do? We open it up to the listeners. It's also a chance for you to ring in and get yourself into the draw for some tickets to come
That's
along.
That's right. If you want to come along, it's very simple. All we just need is a suggestion from you as to what we can go along to our party for.
Dave joins us. What's your suggestion?
Someone has to go as the Hulk. It's inevitable. There has to be a Hulk at a dress-up party.
There has to be a Hulk, but here's the thing. Yeah, we'd have to have some sort of a bodysuit because...
They make costumes with bodies.
They do too. Yeah. With the added like muscles and stuff like that.
Like the padded muscles
That's
on them.
That's right.
Yep. All right. That's all you need. Someone to go as Iron Man or something. The Avengers style.
Oh, mate, you're talking our language. I mean, superheroes, that's us to a T. The Hulk sounds fantastic. Thanks, Dave.
All good.
All right. Great suggestion.
I really like that idea. Going to write that one down because just picture it. Cover yourself in green paint. Sorted. That's all you need to do, really, and find some purple shorts.
What are you doing in there? Nothing? Just...
I'm greening
just,
up.
Can you hand me a paintbrush? Take my pants. Now Amanda joins us. Morning, Amanda. Now, what's your suggestion?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum? You mean from, like, Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Oh, well,
okay, yeah.
We're halfway there. We're pretty Tweedledum and Tweedledee at the moment. So, but they're a little bit larger, aren't they? They're quite plump and fat.
You get like a sumo suit or something.
Yes.
There you go, stuff it with pillows and be extra fat.
A sumo suit. Oh, you're onto something there. That's a great idea. All right, done. Sumo suit, Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Hmm.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds very good, actually. You know, it's a way that we can dress up together as a duo as well. That could work out well.
I like that. Except then it becomes an issue of, can we fit down at Club Newstead with everyone else?
We're through the doors and all that.
If you add two large gentlemen.
I'm pretty sure there might be a way to get us in. Just maybe, like, cut out a big hole in the wall just so we can fit through it. I say that like I've done it before.
I was just about to say. Flashbacks? I'm just picturing me putting on my regular pants onto the sumo suit going, geez, these fit well. Melanie joins us now on 13, 12, 16. What's your suggestion, Mel?
Either Christian Grey or Men in Black.
So, Christian Grey, is that a reference to Fifty Shades of Grey, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
So, is that both of us going as Christian Grey or just one of us?
Possibly, or one could go as a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. So, hang on. Which one do you think's more suitable to being Christian Grey then?
I don't know what
you look like. Ah, so there we go. I thought we had a stalker, but not really. All right, well, thank you for your suggestion. I love it. Thanks for that.
No worries.
All right, we'll chuck Mel as well into the draw for some tickets to come along. How's that?
50 Shades of Grey. Does that mean we have to actually read the book to find out what Christian looks like?
I'm just going to say, if we do, I mean, I'll go as Christian Grey the later years, after, like, you know.
Yes, after he's all...
They're married, they've got kids, he's let himself go a little bit.
Yeah, that could work.
How's
I don't want to go as the woman from it, though.
How's your new novel coming along, 50 Shades of Brown?
It's all right.
Is that moving off the shelves?
It's a number two hit.
Doesn't sound as attractive, unfortunately.
Not quite.
I'll pass on 50 Shades of Brown, thank you.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.